And as we wrap up 2020 and head into 2021 with a great deal of hope by taking all of the graces of this season with us, and not only the strength of St. Joseph in the year of St. Joseph, taking all of that with us spiritually, what other tips can we use heading into 2021? Dave Durand, our success coach, will help us with that, the founder and CEO of Decided Excellence Catholic Media, online at decidedexcellence.com, and the host of the fastest growing radio program here on Relevant Radio, and that is the Dave Durand Show. And you can hear that every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio. Dave, good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, John. Great to be with you.
What's the best way to use the remaining time that we have in 2020? Not to kind of look back and reflect and just say, oh boy, a lot of crosses there. And there are a lot of crosses, but to focus on the blessings and to take that positive attitude with us into 2021.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that's beautiful about being Catholic is that we've got, you know, liturgical seasons. We've got all sorts of things that operate with us that are, you know, reminders of what's actually important. So when we review a year, we're going to review the year kind of on the temporal side, no doubt about it. What did this year bring me? But also we should do it on a spiritual side. So I watch people do this all the time, you know, and they get into habits. You know, even as a little kid, a person is like, okay, you know, sixth grade is great, but seventh grade, that's where it is. Hey, seventh grade is great, but eighth grade, et cetera, high school. And then they look from high school to college. College, can't wait to get out. First job was fine, but the second's going to be better. This car's okay. Next one's going to be better. And they're constantly living in the future, and they never really enjoy the moment that they're in. And one of the reasons we do that is because we don't like the pains of where we currently are. And this is an interesting point on this, John, is that we have a tendency to want to escape the current pains that we're in without embracing the blessings that we have. And I just remember so many times when my children were young, saying to myself, you know, in exhaustion, right? It's just like you're paying bills, you're trying to keep them, you know, healthy and clothed, and you're exhausted, and they're running all around, and there's noise. And to stop and say, you know what, 30 years from now, what would I pay or do to come back to this moment just for a half hour, right? Mm. Like that idea of just knowing how precious it is, and to see that side of it is so beautiful and important. So we have to do that now. And as Catholics, we're in the midst of this beautiful Christmas season. We're awaiting Jesus coming in the most amazing way, the way that nobody would have ever predicted, you know, as a child in a manger. And I think that just meditating upon how that itself is such a departure from the expectations of people. So when we say to ourselves, this was my plan, I don't like God's plan, just look at Christmas to realize how God's plan is generally different than our own, but it's the most beautiful and awesome.
You know, when we take stock of the last year, you wonder if, and I bet he did in this year of St. Joseph, Joseph did the same thing. Imagine going from Nazareth to Bethlehem, not easy, with a pregnant wife. And when he looked back and he saw all of the graces that God gave him, all of the graces that he unpacked, how he trusted in God, as we look back at 2020 and start 2021, we can do the same thing. We can be very Ignatian, if you will, in Joseph.
Yeah, and it's such a great point. And that's, you know, meditating on what St. Joseph and how he lived, right, is just amazing. And when we look at our last year, we would have to say to ourselves, okay, what did we handle poorly? And I mean, you know, just start with calling what it is. Where were our sins, right? And then maybe on the things that weren't sinful, but they were just bad decisions. Maybe what happened was we were just not really engaged in prudential behavior. And because of that, we made rash decisions, and we did certain things that, again, were morally neutral, but they just didn't pan out because we weren't as patient, and we need to grow on that natural side. But then we also have to understand there are many things we did well. And I think one of the biggest challenges and problems that I face when I'm helping, particularly young entrepreneurs, learn to become great at what they do, is for them to recognize what value they actually add. Because when we realize that, without question, when it comes to sin, we need to get it out of our lives entirely, we also have to look at other things that are just like, you know, maybe not our skills. And instead of saying, gosh, I'm going to make this weakness that I have. And again, I'm talking not about sin, that you always correct, but, you know, like math isn't my thing, but people skills are. Well, then don't try to make math your thing, because it's probably never going to be your thing. Make sure you know it well enough that you're not going to you know, bounce checks. But then what you do is you focus your time on the people and you recognize what that strength is. Instead of saying, oh, I'm so bad at math, I'm never going to make it because I don't understand the books as an entrepreneur. And by the way, this is not a big problem. Most people are happy to neglect those and send them to somebody else. But let's say a person did have some sort of, you know, scrupulosity about that. You just need to turn your direction away from that and totally toward what gifts God gave you. And St. Joseph is just a, he's a great example of it. You know what I love about him, John?
What's that?
I love about him is that he, because of his humility, so here we have the Blessed Mother who, you know, demons are most afraid of, right? Even above Jesus, not because Jesus isn't God, but because it makes sense that they would be afraid of, you know, a God, right? Of the God, right? The one true God. But to be afraid of the most humble person, that themselves throws not only terror, but you know, humiliation, because she is perfect humility, right? Well, when it comes to St. Joseph, there is that exact example. And so here he is, this humble servant of God, living and protecting him as a child and our Blessed Mother, right? But having to do these heroic things, like, first of all, just accept this, right? To accept that call. And then to, you know, to do the traveling that he did and go for the census and to be a carpenter and being a man of strength and to endure all sorts of, you know, challenges. And yet the result of that is he's called the terror of demons. I mean, this is intense. What I love about the way God works things out is that our strength is found in our humility. And that's a great way to reflect upon last year to enter into this year, particularly with St. Joseph.
Looking back and looking forward, we're doing that with Dave Durand, our success coach, the co-founder and CEO of Decided Excellence Catholic Media. How do we tap into St. Joseph? Again, the strength of St. Joseph with humility to take a look at some of the things that didn't go well for us in the last year and to have the clarity of thought to fix them in the new year.
Well, what I love about this is that we have access to something that most of us reject, right? We're always trying to look for natural solutions for our dissatisfactions. We're unhappy, so we turn to a movie. And there's nothing really wrong with that. I mean, clearly, you know, we're frustrated by this, so we want to escape, okay? And some of these things are good, but they are always, they always fall short if we're not in the state of grace. We cannot be happy when we are not pleasing God. And so what we need to do is enter that way, literally to begin that way. And I'm not putting this in a small way. This isn't trite. This isn't warm and fuzzy. This isn't sentimental. Like, hardcore, I am saying, if something is wrong in great, perfect contrition and humility, and if you need the guide of a spiritual director or a spiritual advisor to help you do this, get there and then turn from that. Because we can work so hard to try to have effectiveness in life, but all we do is run with ankle weights or drag our boat along with the anchor in. So let's get in the state of grace, have contrition, and have renewal. Then when that takes place, now we can enter into all sorts of other challenges that can be complex and difficult, but we're not weighing them down. It doesn't mean that they automatically just go away. But it means that we have a really strong fighting chance of defeating them.
You're a dad of nine children, and I know you've prayed to St. Joseph a lot. In raising nine children, and I know you've got four grandchildren as well, how did you teach them that as they look at that creche on Christmas morning, that they're looking at the author of our salvation, of all life? God gives us this Redeemer who then gives us the confessional. And then to truly be a Roman Catholic man or woman, we have to participate completely with purity of mind, heart, and body. How did you communicate that as a father with the strength of St. Joseph behind you?
Do you know what I love about this particular question is how much work God does for us. Now, we never neglect our role or responsibility ever. We have to engage as mothers and fathers, no doubt about it. But the beauty of this is that God says you need to be like children, to be like these little ones. And little ones, they just get this, right? They get this. They see Jesus easier and faster. So it's like a simple introduction, and there's this joy about it. And I can remember it as a kid myself when waiting till Christmas to be able to put Jesus in the manger, right? So they have this understanding. So I think for parents, when we do as best we can to keep peace in the home, the example of Christ is felt in such a childlike way And of course, as the turmoil and the challenges and the temptations of the world grow, and young children become teenagers and they are faced with different challenges, now all of a sudden this takes on a different meaning. But I just love that our God and our church, through, you know, Jesus, through our church, gives us this ability to have that young age, that age of, you know, of being able to go to confession, right? And then to receive the Eucharist after that, to build into these things according to where we are when we're at that age of reason. And now we grow into this through our confirmation. And so I think what happens is that the Christmas season is really, in a way, not literally liturgically, but celebrated throughout the year. And Jesus' coming is something we should never forget. And it's not that when Jesus rises from the dead, we forget his coming. No, his rising from the dead is in light of his coming and in anticipation of his return. So that, I believe, is just kind of felt on a daily basis. And it comes in that culmination of joy that we experience during Christmas time.
We're talking about transitioning into the new year with Dave Durand, our success coach this morning, and of course, the host of The Dave Durand Show, which is Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Central here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. You probably don't even remember saying this. This was years ago, but there are so many gems that come out of your mouth, and I take notes here, and I'm not kidding. I had to take a picture of this, Dave. This is a loose leaf binder of notes that I take when you're on the show and our other guests, and kind of very often refer back to them because I know, like our Relevant Radio listeners, we really tap into your wisdom. But you said something about entering into every year as though it's a preparation for a meeting with Christ. And that just took my breath away, because we can get caught up in, and we understand the secular world of making New Year's resolutions, and that's cool, but also in making those spiritual New Year's resolutions at the beginning of Advent, renewing them on January 1st as well. But wow, what a filter. Are we prepared to just meet Christ in the new year? That's took my breath away.
Yeah, and of course, the idea is not mine. So praise be God for when anything smart comes out of my mouth. But the idea here is, and the beauty of it is, I think you and I kind of went back and forth on this. And what I love about this is there are people that you know, readily know these stories. But I think it was Saint Ignatius, and I have heard this story credited to different saints and in different settings, and it's pretty funny. But the point is the same, and whether or not it's folklore or an actual story, but I heard about billiards, by the way, recently, and then I heard it about being in a kitchen peeling potatoes with some of the, fellow men. And one of them said, hey, if Christ were coming in, you know, tomorrow, what would you do right now? And one of them said, I'd run off and I'd forgive so-and-so. You've heard this story many times. And he just said, well, I just keep peeling potatoes. And I think that this is probably one of the best examples, and whether it was billiards, I also heard, and it was a different saint or whatever. Yeah. I just keep playing billiards. The story is so beautiful and wonderful because it says this is how they live. In other words, whereas a person like me says, okay, I'm going to prepare this year to meet Christ, what they're saying with greater intensity, and this is the model that I want to follow and adopt for my own life, is now, like this hour that I would meet Christ, or by the end of the day that I would meet Christ. Which makes this saying to them non-magnificent, but yet it is magnificent because that's what Christ taught us, you know, and that's why he proposed to the apostles the urgency of his coming back. And they heard that message there because, you know, whether or not it's the end times or our own end times, it's coming soon. I mean, very, very fast in the grand scheme of things. Mm-hmm. And so that preparation is important.
As we look back, the great Advent prayer, Jesus, I trust in thee. Joseph certainly did trust in the graces of God and prayed that. And perhaps we can ask him in this year of St. Joseph, as we prepare for the beginning of 2021, to tap into those same graces as we transition into a new year, and to use all of the gifts that God has given us with great hope, with a vaccine on the horizon, actually here right now, and an end to the pandemic in 2021. We pray to Our Lady of Good Health for that as well. And we also pray for Dave Durand and his wisdom, his continuing wisdom that I know that has helped so many of you. And I hear from many, many pastors who say that Dave Durand helps me run my parish with his wisdom and his pragmatic advice. And we second that. Dave Durand, the co-founder and CEO of Decided Excellence Catholic Media, online at decidedexcellence.com, and also the host of The Dave Durand Show, that's Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Central. David, God bless. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Merry Christmas.